Our scripture verse today comes from Job 12:10. In his hand is the soul of every living thing, and the life breath of all mortal flesh. As I said yesterday, I have been home a lot these last 3 or 4 weeks, and I think I've said it on here before that we foster kittens, but not only do we foster kittens, but we have 4 cats in residence. And my cat, Goose, reminds me of me with my relationship to God. She is me, and I am God in this scenario. I can be sitting on my bed, and she will come up next to me and look at me or crawl up on me, and I will pet her until she is finished with my petting. Now, granted, if it went on for hours, I would have to eventually get up, but it never does. She gets sated and usually runs off to find some mischief to get into. Much like our relationship to God, all she has to do is ask, and I will pet her. I feed her, I give her shelter and warmth if she wants it. And God does all that for us, and all he asks is for us to want to spend time in his presence. He wants to love on you. All you have to do is be still and be in his presence. There's also the part that Goose does, or the thing that Goose does when I'm typing on my laptop if I'm sitting down, and she decides she wants to walk across the laptop keys and adds keystrokes to whatever it is that I'm typing. And the equivalent of that in the relationship with God is that God has already written our story. We do not need to go onto the keypad and type in extra strokes. He's done a great job of our story. We just have to watch it unfold and ask him for direction in where we should go. So we just need to be with God and let him have control of the keyboard. The words make so much more sense when we let him type. Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and wanting to be with us and love on us. Help us to let you do the typing for our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great day. You matter.